Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
He's mine. Time for the 5 o'clock news brief, sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A House Oversight Subcommittee approved a motion for the chair to subpoena Ghislaine Maxwell. She's the ex of Jeffrey Epstein and co-conspirator who's serving a 20-year prison sentence for sex trafficking. The Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche, now says he also plans to meet with Maxwell. ABC's Perry Russum has more.
He says if Ghislaine has any information that is relevant to the DOJ or FBI, they want to hear from her. And it appears that Maxwell's attorney is open to this idea, saying today that they are in discussions with the government. He says, quote, Ghislaine will always test truthfully. And this is a woman that a lot of people want to hear from. We heard from Epstein's former attorney over the weekend on Fox News calling Ghislaine the Rosetta Stone of information, saying basically she knows everything. And it appears some members of Congress also want to hear from her.
The attorney for the Menendez brothers says Eric Menendez is dealing with a serious medical condition. Eric and his brother Lyle are trying to get their prison sentence reduced for the murders of their parents more than 30 years ago. On Wall Street, stocks ending mixed today. This is ABC News. Tributes are pouring in for Malcolm Jamal Warner, the actor who grew up playing Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show, died suddenly this past weekend while on vacation with his family in Costa Rica. Authorities in Costa Rica say Warner was swept up in a strong ocean current while on a beach. More from ABC's Rena Roy.
That beach there in Costa Rica where he was swimming, it might be beautiful, but it is known for those dangerous riptides. And a first responder with the Red Cross tells us that Warner and another man were both swept up by a strong current in those waters.
Malcolm Jamal Warner was 54. Target is ending a policy that allowed customers to match prices with its competitors. Starting July 28th, Target will no longer price match with places like Amazon and Walmart. Instead, if prices are lower on Target.com, the company says if customers are in store, they would still get that lower price. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Bosco Bell, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. A heat advisory tomorrow will be in effect from noon to 8. For tonight, temperatures cooling down to the mid-70s for a low, southeast winds of 6 to 12. Otherwise, 30% chance for spotty showers and thunderstorms late and a chance for patchy fog. Right now, it's 85 degrees.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Bosco Bell and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Bosco Bell, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Months after emerging victorious in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, Justice-elect Susan Crawford is finally set to be sworn in. Crawford will officially take her seat on the court for a 10-year term on August 1st with a ceremony in the state capitol rotunda at 4:30. State Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor has announced her candidacy for the 2026 election. The Milwaukee area is a prime spot for college graduates looking for work. A study from payroll services provider ADP says Milwaukee is the best Midwestern city and second best in the country behind Raleigh, North Carolina, for grads seeking employment. The report considers wage and hiring rates as well as affordability for those in their 20s to determine the survey's rankings. Companies in the Milwaukee area adding a significant number of jobs include Northwestern Mutual, Milwaukee Tool, and Eli Lilly. 113 takeoffs and landings an hour. That's how busy EAA Air Venture was in 2024. Aviation enthusiasts from around the world began arriving this weekend, and yesterday marked the official opening of EAA Air Venture 2025. The week-long fly-in convention is expected to draw more than 600,000 visitors to the area. A study by UW-Oshkosh shows EAA contributes a $257 million economic impact for the five-county Fox Valley region, including Winnebago, Outagamie, Brown, Calumet, and Fond du Lac counties, and $117 million in economic impact for Oshkosh alone. The UWO study of 2024's Air Venture showed the event directly created 2,092 full and part-time jobs in the region, with 815 of those in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture runs through July 27th. Visit eaa.org/airventure for information. The American Red Cross urges all donors to give blood or platelets now to keep the blood supply strong this summer. Type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves, especially in the face of summer challenges that can quickly cause blood and platelet reserves to drop. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from 9 to 3 at Sauk County Public Health. All blood types are needed, and donors who don't know their blood type can learn it after donation. Book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Senior Farmers Market vouchers are still available. The Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program offers eligible low-income seniors the opportunity to purchase fresh, locally grown fruits, vegetables, and herbs from certified farmers. An eligible person is any Richland County resident 60 or older or a Native American age 55 or older, meeting the income requirements. Limits are $2,413 a month for an individual and $3,261 a month for a couple. Applicants may be required to provide proof of age and household income. Enrolled seniors will receive vouchers worth $25 per qualifying individual. These vouchers, good through October 31st, may be used to purchase locally grown fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at approved farmers markets or roadside stands. To find out more, contact Tanya at ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616. Enjoy an evening of speakers, music, and prayer at Celebration for Jesus Friday night at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. The idea for Celebration for Jesus was thought of years ago. Bob Magline is an organizer of the event.
It started a number of years ago by a man by the name of Rudy Rote, who is a very great organizer and really dedicated to Jesus Christ. And back in the late 90s, he began taking church walks with church congregations. And they were living up in Holman at the time, and they walked around various places in that Holman area praying. And then in 2021, he decided he was going to try something new, and he had a celebration for Jesus in Holman. And then further in 21, he decided that he would have a prayer walk in his hometown, which is Hillsboro. And then in 2022, he decided that maybe we ought to try another celebration for Jesus. And in 2023, we had a celebration for Jesus that was held at the Burr Ridge outside of Hillsboro. And there were about 300 people that came to that.
Celebration for Jesus is an ecumenical gathering that will feature musicians, all for him, from the Sparta area, and various speakers.
Tom Hoheck is the former head of the Hillsboro Fire Department, and he's also a member of the Congregational Church there in Hillsboro. He's going to be speaking. And Spencer Budenhagen is a young man. He graduated from Reedsburg High School last year. He is going into the ministry. He's going to be speaking. And then there's a fellow by the name of Jim Farley, who came from Hillsboro, and he was kind of a wanderer for many, many years, and he's coming to give his testimony of how he came back to Christ. And then, at the end, Andy Johnson, who's the pastor of the Laval Advent Christian Church, is going to be speaking.
No money will be collected at the event. All are welcome to attend Celebration for Jesus Friday night at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. The Community Players summer musical Little Shop of Horrors opens this weekend. Director Cameron Cormican and the cast and crew have worked all summer long to make this a show worth seeing.
It's fun at the same time. I've got a really great crew, both backstage and onstage, to work with, a lot of talents. So, overall, very rewarding experience, yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors has become a cult classic ever since Rick Moranis starred in the movie in 1986.
Honestly, when I first saw it in the theater, I walked in afraid I was going to end up with nightmares. I was 10. But I was absolutely enchanted by the entire show, the whole vibe of it. The music is amazing, and everything about it, just I fell in love. And when I started getting involved in acting, especially when I started thinking about, you know, being a director, I knew eventually this was one of the shows I wanted to eventually direct.
While most musicals revolve around a love story that has a happy ending, Little Shop is a dark comedy that runs counter to such expectations. Glenn Dunn plays the part of Mr. Mushnick and is the assistant director.
So it's a little more difficult when you're an actor as well as being a director, because you can't really see what everybody else is doing, like next to you and a little further away from where you're standing. So you can't really critique things as well. But it is kind of interesting. And being the role as Mr. Mushnick, I get to talk like a New York guy. So this will be my voice on stage when I do that. So I kind of have a little knack for accents. So when Cam wanted somebody to do a New York accent and help teach the rest of the cast how to talk like this, he came to me. Go figure.
At center stage of the show is Audrey II, a huge green plant that is perhaps one of the most memorable characters in Broadway history.
Mr. Mushnick is a flower shop owner. Unfortunately, the flower shop is on Skid Row. Sort of a poor area. There's bums on the street. There's winos everywhere. It's just not a nice part of town. And so, therefore, he's not making any money. He's barely scraping by. But he took in Seymour and Audrey, the two other characters that are in the play, and he has them working at his shop to sort of provide for them. He kind of considers them his children, but it's kind of a dysfunctional family, but it's still a family.
In addition to its dark humor, some people love the show for its music, with great sounds from the 50s and 60s. Performances are scheduled for July 25th through 27th and August 1st through 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Friday and Saturday shows are at 7 and Sunday shows are at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can also be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The show is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. For Pete's Sake, Day in the Park will be held Sunday, August 17th in Spring Green. Those wishing to order the 2025 t-shirts are reminded the deadline to order is this Friday at midnight. It is also the deadline for the Run, Walk, Bike, and Pickleball registrations and the Pickleball Tournament if you want a t-shirt. This is a change of date from the registration form. You may still send in a registration for the Run, Walk, Bike after July 25th or register at the park on August 17th, but T-shirts will not be available. August 10th is the deadline for the pickleball tournament, but there will be no shirts after July 25th. September 1st is the deadline for the For Pete's Sake golf outing on September 19th at the House on the Rock Resort. Silent auction items are still needed. For more information about the golf outing or the silent auction, contact Jeannie McCarville at jmccarville@forpetesake.com. For more information on all events at the Day in the Park, check online at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4petesake.com. The Muscadet, Blue River, Avoca Lions Club calendar raffle winners of $200 each on Sunday were Brady Goplin of Muscadet on ticket number 184 and Andrew Nelson of Blue River on ticket number 169.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Phil Joseph Allen, 74 of Lafarge, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 5 to 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family of Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge.
This Wednesday at the Richland Cattle Center, don't miss your chance to buy or sell quality dairy cattle. Weekly consignments include fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred and open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull plus baby heifer and bull calves. Receiving cattle 7 days a week. Visit their website for daily updates. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 585-3700. That's 585-3700 for the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, some very humid and warm air pushing into the region from the southwest as the dew points have climbed into the 70s. It's going to feel quite tropical here the next 48 hours. In fact, the National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for Wednesday, running roughly from midday on up through about 8 p.m., as the heat index could reach 100, even to 105 in some cases. Definitely plan on taking it easy. Don't overexert yourself. Drink plenty of extra water, get into the air conditioning and shade when possible, and make sure that your neighbors are taken care of, including your pets and livestock. They need plenty of ventilation and fresh water as well. We do expect also a chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm. Currently, there's a little bit of activity back in central Iowa, with more prominent thunderstorms developing up toward Duluth Superior. It does look like the most numerous showers and storms through tomorrow will be in the northern half of Wisconsin. That's where the greatest risk of severe weather is. Then, as this front comes in from the northwest, we'll have a higher chance around here late Wednesday night into Thursday. Rainfall totals from the system could be at least a half or three-quarter inch in our area, with a couple inches possible in the northern half of the state. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Looking for warm and sticky conditions. Chance of a widely scattered shower or thunderstorm later. Some patchy fog, too. Low temperature just at 74. Southeast wind up to 10. Tomorrow, slight chance of showers early. Partly cloudy, hot, and very humid. High temperature 94. Again, the heat index reaching 100. to 105 for the afternoon. South to southwest wind around 15. Wednesday night, warm and humid. 30% chance of showers or storms late. Low at 74. Thursday, variably cloudy, still very muggy. Scattered showers and storms are likely with a high of 87. Friday, mixed skies, perhaps an isolated shower, high 86. Some spotty showers possible Saturday, high 88. Sunday, a hot one with a high of 92. Maybe some nighttime storms. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good evening.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
With hazy sunshine, we are at 83 degrees. Our high today was 87, while our morning low was 65. Yesterday, we had a high of 83 and no precipitation. As for a record high on this day, that was set back in 1965 at 99, while a record low of 42 was set in 1941. Last year on this day, our high was 82, our low 63. Sunset today will be at 8:34, sunrise tomorrow at 5:42. No precipitation. The barometer, though, continues to fall as it is at 30.3. Winds are currently out of the northwest at 3, and it's 83 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's Evening Sports today is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. In sports action, the Brewers will be back in action tonight when they take on Seattle. Right now, the Brewers are in first place in the National League Central as they took that spot yesterday after their 11th straight win, holding Seattle scoreless yesterday 6-0. Hopefully they can do so again this evening. It'll be a late one, 8:40 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. The Packers have made a long-term commitment to offensive lineman Zach Tom. The NFL Network reports the fourth-year pro has signed an $88 million contract extension with the team. The deal includes more than $30 million in guaranteed money. Tom has started every game over the last two seasons. He had been playing on a rookie contract that paid him just over $4 million for 4 years. Writers who cover Big Ten Conference football don't believe the Wisconsin Badgers have made the improvements they needed. Cleveland.com checked in with those writers to come up with a preseason ranking on conference teams. Wisconsin came in at 12th. To add insult to injury, the border rival Minnesota Gophers were picked 11th. The Badgers were reportedly one of four teams to get a last place vote.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please call our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
There is a good reason that the Wisconsin men's basketball team is playing more of its games in NBA arenas. Money. The upcoming season will see two games at the Pfizer Forum and a third college game at the Delta Center in Salt Lake City, home of the NBA's Utah Jazz. Playing in those bigger venues brings in more revenue. Sports Illustrated Sports then reported that head coach Greg Gard said this could happen more often going forward. The Big Ten commissioner is reiterating the league's preference for multiple automatic qualifiers in the next version of the college football playoff, increasing the likelihood of a showdown with the Southeastern Conference when the format for 2026 is decided. The commissioner says any change that adds at-large bids and increases the discretion and role of a selection committee, a format that the SEC and others have shown a preference for, will have a difficult time getting support of the Big Ten. And Chris Paul is returning to the LA Clippers and will wear his iconic number 3 jersey. Bradley Beal, newly acquired by the team, has agreed to give up the number he's wore his entire NBA career. Today, Clippers president Lawrence Frank shared that Beal offered the gesture as soon as he heard Paul might join the team. Paul, known as CP3, has worn number 3 since entering the NBA in 2005. Last season, Paul played for San Antonio, where a teammate also gave up the number for him. Beal has not yet chosen a new number for the upcoming season. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Summer heat and humidity can be harmful or even deadly to your pets. With this in mind, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society offers the following hot weather advice. First, if you are uncomfortable because of the heat and humidity, chances are your pets are too. Do everything you can to keep them cool and comfortable during summer heat. If your pet is outside, make sure there's plenty of shade and fresh, cool, clean water available. And finally, never leave pets in vehicles during the summer, as the temperatures inside a vehicle can reach dangerous levels very quickly, even if the windows are cracked open. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, reminding you the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Boscobel is proud to welcome family medicine physician Elizabeth White to our growing primary care team. With a special focus on pediatrics and women's health, Dr. White believes in meeting patients where they're at and matching medical plans with individual values and goals. Schedule your appointment with Dr. White in Boscobel or Muscadet online through MyChart or call 375-4144.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Soybeans and corn were lower Tuesday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You were made for farming, so was Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and to find success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended a two-sided session modestly lower. The USDA's crop rating dipped over the past week, but it is steady with a year ago, and developments close to average. Forecasts into early August generally look hot, but with rain in some areas. August beans are down 4 3/4 at 10.10 1/4. September was 2.5 lower at 10.08. August soybean meal was up $3.30 at 273.80. August soybean oil was down 44 points at 55.63. Corn was lower. The national corn rating held. More than half of the crop silking, and weather does look mostly favorable. 55% of Brazil's second crop is harvested, with some production estimates rising. September corn was down 4.5 at 3.99 1/4. December was 4 1/4 lower at 4.18. And wheat was higher on short covering, technical buying, and the lower move in the dollar index during the session. The USDA's spring wheat rating dipped, but forecasts for the next couple of weeks to have rain for parts of the region. The winter wheat harvest is just ahead of the five-year average. September Chicago was 70 1/4 higher at 5.49 1/2. September Kansas City was up 7.5 at 5.33 1/4. September Minneapolis was 5 1/4 higher at 5.91 3/4. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were up ahead of widespread direct cash cattle business. August live was down 25 at 224.97. October was 50 lower at 221.12. With at least a little bit of help from the modestly lower move in corn, August feeders are up 67 at 328.27. September was 87 higher at 328.57. And on the lower midday pork and steady to higher cash during the session, August hogs are up 40 at 107.75. October was down 47 at 90.50. Kellen Havikin has your full look at cash livestock after this. Na,
na, na, na. Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure, with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
Cash cattle trade was quiet on Tuesday. Bids and asking prices were not established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until later in the week. Box beef cutout values closed mixed, with choice 43 cents higher at 372.50 and select 211 lower at 347.94. Estimated cattle slaughter is 112,000 head, 6,000 less than last week. Cash hogs closed sharply higher. Processors remain focused on the supply of market-ready hogs and current hog weights, and demand continues to be a driving factor. Barrows and gilts of the National Daily Direct were 348 higher, with a base range of 104 to 116.75. The weighted average price of 113.95 in Iowa, Minnesota were 354 higher, with a weighted average price of 113.98. Pork values closed lower, down $1.37 at 118.15. Loins, butts, ribs, and bellies were lower. Picnics and hams were higher. Estimated hog slaughter is 476,000, up 12,000 on the week. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Purdue University Extension's corn specialist says tassel wrapping is impacting Indiana corn pollination. Dan Quinn tells Brownfield,
the leaves are remaining tightly wrapped around the tassel. That tassel needs to come out. It needs to release pollen. You know, we have the silks that are emerging from the ear, and in some cases become delayed with being released, and then so delays pollination of the plant.
More news is next.
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And five modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Jan is a single mom with two growing kids. She's working two jobs to make ends meet and gets home just in time to tuck them in for bed.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
In every community, people are working, yet over 47 million people face hunger. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help people facing hunger, including one out of every five children. Your donation stays in your community. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
Disease pressure is keeping a custom applicator in eastern Iowa busy. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has more from Hagee Manufacturing in Clarion.
Cole Declotz owns R&R Ag Service and says 2025 has turned into one of the wettest years in recent memory, with northern corn leaf blight reappearing.
The past few years, tar spot has been on everyone's radar. Everyone wants to talk about tar spot. I think that's all we focused on. And now all of a sudden with northern, it's something to be really concerning to me.
He tells Brownfield, northern corn leaf blight has not been much of an issue the past 10 years.
And I think it's going to be one of those sleepers where it's like we're focused on tar spot when really we're forgetting about northern.
Declotz says he's also seen gray leaf spot in some cornfields. Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
The U.S. Senate Ag Committee voted Monday to advance the nomination of Dudley Hoskins to be Undersecretary of Agriculture for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
I'm Larry Lee, and this is Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Commodity prices have been very low, and for some producers, lower than the cost of production. So far this year, export sales have been the bright spot, but even exports took a hit last week. Brian Doherty from Total Farm Marketing has an update on what's happening with the corn market next on today's Managing for Profit.
Na, 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 na. Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy. It's time to feel good. July 31st through August 10th, only at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
At Child Fund, hope means helping millions of children worldwide grow up healthy, educated, skilled, and safe. And that means safe at home, at school, and online. Child Fund, because we need each other.
Learn more at childfund.org.
Hey sis, how much is a million?
I don't know, but it sounds like a lot.
It is. Do you know there's almost 14 million kids? They don't have enough food?
Connor, all kids should have the food they need to grow and play.
One of five kids in America is food insecure with a significant impact in rural areas. You can help. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to help the nearly 14 million kids facing hunger in America. Go to nafbhunger.com and help end hunger.
Export sales have been one thing that has kept commodity prices from falling even lower than they already are. But Brian Doherty from Total Farm Marketing says last week's export numbers did not look very good.
Export sales were dismal. Yeah, they're about 3 million bushels for the old crop, which was a marketing year low. Now there's 22 million bushels of new crop, which is the new marketing year, which started starts September 1st. But year to date, just to put this in some proper perspective, on export sales, when you look at corn, year to date, $2,735 million. A year ago, $2,152 million. So just at a quick glance, that is a very significant number and a big percentage change. It's 581 million bushels more this year than last at the same time, and that's an increase of 26.9%. So really a good response to low prices and good use for U.S. corn, but it's being shipped all over the world, and that's the encouraging part. You've got a lot of demand that's just surfacing in areas. And so that's the good news. What the corn crop's up against right now, though, is the harvest continues to push along in the safrinha corn in Brazil, and that looks like it's a record crop.
So with a record crop coming in Brazil and looks like pretty good conditions here, do you think that price will ever get up to where the producers need it?
It's really challenging to see that vision without something either perceptively, which could be like, oh gosh, it's going to get hot and dry in August, occurring, or something else, maybe a deal with China. The problem with the corn market is world stocks and world stocks usage numbers, especially stocks to use 13-year low levels. So despite these tight carryout numbers, these prices remain somewhat pressured because it's just one record crop after another, after another, after another, after another.
Any advice for the farmers as far as getting a floor under that price for them?
Well, I think the way I would do that in beans and in corn, I don't know if I'm really crazy to forward contract at these price levels in mid-July, but you could if you thought the market was going to go down more. But I would look at price floors through the use of put options to put a floor in and then leave the topside unencumbered.
That's Brian Doherty, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
And I'm Bo Hendricks, here with you, managing the music on WRCO. Well, we are at 86 degrees on a warm one, and it looks like it's going to be sticking around for a little bit, so be prepared for that. Also, be prepared, a second harvest will be in Gaze Mills on Wednesday. That'll be from 2 to 3 on Main Street. You are asked, though, to not arrive prior to 1:30, but you will be directed where to go and asked how many are in your household. You are also asked to make enough room in your trunk or your vehicle. Of your vehicle. Of your vehicle. Well, up next, we're going to hear a little Chase Rice.
It's working like a dog. It's got me dog tired. Pushing 12-hour days, pulling all damn nighters. But come 5 o'clock, I'm the hell out of here. Man, it's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Hallelujah, for some hell-bent people wanna burn right through. Couple kegs in the bag, let's tap them into gear. Man, it's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Line them up, throw them down, down. Now we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Cause her and her friend, they swing like a wrecking ball when they came in. Drinking so loud the whole bar could hear. Man, it's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Light them up, throw them down, down. No, we don't need much, just another damn round. Man, it's abracadabra, they all disappear. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Crosshairs like an old red rider. When it comes to a pop top, it's a ready aim fire. Crack a can, that's some damn music to my ears. It's a bad, bad day to be a cold, cold beer. Light 'em up, throw 'em down, down. Now we don't need much, just enough.
knows my name, baby, I'll be missing you.
Wilson here on Country and Community, a little Chase Rice before that. There's still time for you to stop out as the Church of the Nazarene Outreach Center is the host of the Walk with Grace Spaghetti Dinner going on, that fundraiser tonight until 7. A free will offering will be taken, but also there will be a raffle.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones of your choice and 4 lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my 4 daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh.
Oh, I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get 4 lines for $90 a month and choose 4 of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Summer's in full swing, and so are the postseason Kinsey Planter deals at Johnson Tractor. All July, you can lock in special pricing while the sun's high and inventory lasts. Upgrade your operation now. Beat the rush and get expert help from the team every step of the way. Make the summer count. Visit Johnson Tractor or browse Kinsey Planters online. The best deals of the year are waiting, but only through July.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
WRCO 100.9.
Changes with the Ashley sisters, just a few minutes away from 6 o'clock. Hopefully we can all stay cool over the next at least 24 hours, maybe a little more. In the meantime, though, here's Molly and the Haymakers for you with A Mountain of Love.
Love. Night after night, I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart.
church and all the filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing, they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, my dreams have gone above.
That's Lori Morgan. Time for the 6 o'clock news, sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.